Chinese Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao has just attended a G20 finance and central bank deputies meeting in Berlin. He says the idea of inclusive development, a key emphasis of the G20 Hangzhou summit in September, will continue to dominate next year's G20 agenda.
Based on the remarkable success of the Hangzhou summit, Germany has said it will ensure a continuity of the development ideas proposed earlier this year by China, especially the idea of inclusive development and reforms in global economic governance. The German presidency will help to further implement these proposals.
Building an inclusive and sharing world economy was one of the main themes of the G20 Hangzhou summit. In a communique issued after their gatherings, world leaders also agreed to combat forces that oppose globalization. Germany has also set the three main pillars of its G20 presidency, including maintaining the stability of the world economy, focusing on future development strategies, and strengthening the G20 as a community of responsibility. The last pillar will mainly focus on promoting the social and economic growth of Africa.
One of the top agenda items of Germany's 2017 G20 presidency is to promote investment in Africa. Chinese President Xi Jinping highly values Africa's development, so we are glad to see that the topic, which was collectively embraced in Hangzhou, will continue to drive the G20 agenda in Germany.
The G20 presidency rotates annually among members in a way that ensures balance in regional representation. The presiding or host country is responsible for bringing together a G20 agenda in consultation with other members. On maintaining economic stability, the Vice Finance Minister says the proposal has a practical significance for China, given a rising status of China's currency, the renminbi, in the global financial system.
The renminbi is now positioned against a whole basket of other currencies. While it has seen a trend of depreciating against the US dollar, it is raising in value against other currencies. If we see the dollar as the strongest currency, we can say that the renminbi is the second strongest. We need to closely watch the market movements, the flow of capital, and to further carry out necessary financial and economic reforms.
China handed over the G20 presidency to Germany officially on December 1st. Next year's G20 summit will be held in Hamburg on July 7th and 8th. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.